Hace Inglés presenta Into the Story, el podcast para aprender inglés con historias reales contadas por gente de todo el mundo. Today's story is about becoming a Feng Shui master. Nuestra protagonista, Bea, nos relata su historia de convertirse en maestra de Feng Shui, una ciencia antigua que tiene sus raíces en China. Hace 8 años, Bea y su familia tuvieron la oportunidad de mudarse a Kuala Lumpur, Malasia. Y fue ahí que Bea descubrió una afinidad especial con la cultura asiática.
Went to my friend's house and I think it was the first time I noticed consciously a house that energetically felt different. I was like, I like your house. Like, what did you do? And she's like, I hired a feng shui master. And I was like, what is feng shui? I had no idea what it was.
In today's episode, Bea talks about finding so many similarities between the people and cultures of Caracas, Venezuela, the city in which she grew up, and her new home in Malaysia. But when things start to go wrong for the family, Bea discovers Feng Shui. And with nothing to lose, she starts to follow the advice of this ancient science to help her put her life back on track. Let's listen to learn more about Feng Shui and Bea's story. Ok, antes de escuchar la historia, veamos 5 palabras y expresiones interesantes que utiliza Bea en este episodio. Firstly, a melting pot. This expression has both a literal and metaphorical meaning. So traditionally, a melting pot refers to a container in which metals and other materials are mixed together. But much more commonly, a melting pot refers to a place where a variety of people, ethnicities, and cultures live together. You'll hear Bea today describe Kuala Lumpur as being a very family-oriented city and a melting pot of Asian cultures. Melting pot. Next, borderline. This word can be used in 2 ways. Firstly, a borderline can refer to the boundary between 2 places or countries, como una frontera. But secondly, a borderline is used as an adjective to talk about something that is only just acceptable in quality, or something that only just qualifies as a certain category. En español podríamos decir limítrofe, marginal, o al límite. For instance, we talk about a patient in a hospital having borderline symptoms of a disease. And in this case, a doctor might not be sure if the patient has a disease or not. Borderline. Next, to fall into place. In English, if we talk about something falling into place, we mean that something begins to make sense or becomes easier to understand. For example, after many hours of studying phrasal verbs, everything begins to fall into place. Fall into place can also mean that something resolves itself naturally to produce a result that you want. For instance, everything is falling into place for the business after having overcome the economic crisis. Ahora el negocio va sobre ruedas después de haber superado la crisis económica. To fall into place. To work wonders. This is a great expression to use in everyday English as well in an English exam. To work wonders or to do wonders is an expression meaning to achieve amazing results with something. For example, you could say in English, exercising regularly and eating a healthy diet will do wonders for your health. To work wonders. And finally, a go-to. This slang expression is used to describe or refer to something or someone that is very dependable. En español, go-to se puede traducir como preferida o favorito. For example, My go-to person for advice is my mother. Mi madre es la persona que prefiero para pedir consejo. You'll hear Bea today talk about her go-to advice for anyone looking to explore feng shui more. A go-to. Don't forget, para bajarte la transcripción, la ficha de vocabulario y un test de comprensión, te dejamos el enlace en las notas del programa. Okay, let's get into the story.
I am Bea Rodriguez, or Beatriz Rodriguez, and I'm living in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, but I am from Venezuela. I used to live in Texas before. I think it has been easier for me to adapt to Malaysia than it was to adapt to Houston, Texas. When I first arrived here in Kuala Lumpur, I came with my two children and my husband, very young kids. And I remember going to, there is a street called Jalan Alor. And I remember seeing everybody so crowded and people selling food everywhere. And I remember this guy selling frogs in a stick. Like, it could be, you know, like how people sell chicken or corn on sticks. Well, he was selling frogs and people were buying their frogs and enjoying their frog feast. Kuala Lumpur reminds me a lot of Caracas, Venezuela. People are very lively. Like in Venezuela, like we're all like, hey, what's up? Hey, woo, I love you. You know, we scream from one corner of the street to the other. Malaysians are very family oriented, like most Latinos are too. So I like that part of their familiarity and their celebrations, cultural celebrations, because here they celebrate Chinese New Year and Ramadan. It's such a nice melting pot. The more I get to know it, the more I like it, and the more I feel connected to it.
Life was going great. Bea and her family settled into their new home in Kuala Lumpur, but then their luck turned.
I started having health problems, and I was borderline to have a cancer in my esophagus because of the pretty bad acid reflux that I had. And I saw a lot of doctors here in Malaysia and doctors in Mexico because my family lives in Mexico City and also in Houston, Texas. And nobody could provide me a solution but pills that were making me sicker. At the same time, my husband's job was very unstable, and we were going to be transferred back to Houston, and we didn't want to go back yet because we have been here just for a short time.
Bea was at a low point. Her health and family life were not where she would have liked them to be. She was open to asking for help and exploring something new.
And suddenly it happened that I went to my friend's house, and I think it was the first time I noticed consciously a house that energetically felt different. It was smelling good. It was very organized, very clean. It was bright. I remember her apartment was very bright. And I was like, I feel good in here. Because sometimes you go to houses and you're like, what is going on here? I don't like it, but you cannot tell what it is. I feel that I've been always since little driven to these energy things. Ever since I was little, I've been reading about astrology and crystal energies. So me going through this whole chaos, I was like, I like your house. Like, what did you do? And she's like, I hired a feng shui master. And I was like, what is feng shui? I had no idea what it was. Because we hear about it in the West, but you never get to really study it or maybe know it unless you are very interested in it. If not, you ignore it. So I said, can you pass me the contact of this master that you hire? And then I told her my situation to the master. I mean, I'm having health issues. My husband's job is very unstable. My kids, I feel like it's not where I don't feel, you know, it wasn't happy, the word, but I wasn't feeling nice. You know, I wasn't feeling like harmonious. So she came to my house and I remember she started talking about, oh, I see you have a lot of elements that we can use for your feng shui. And I was like, I don't know what she's talking about, but I like what she's talking about. Feng shui is an ancient science that has been practiced for at least 6,000 years, and it originated in China. And it has to do with how the elements in your space have an impact in your energy and in your life, as well as in the energy and life of the people that live in the same space. And I desire to hire her, and believe it or not, we all are already doing feng shui in our life. The difference is that we do it consciously or unconsciously, because anyways, we have elements in our houses. And when we place it properly according to the energies that we have in our house, it can work wonders for us. We started placing little things like coins, for instance, or putting up a plant, you know, pretty simple things. And things started moving, and it was kind of easier for me to manifest what I wanted. That's what it does, feng shui. It helps whatever you want in life to fall into place, to help you manifest what you want in a conscious way.
Despite not knowing much about feng shui in the beginning, Bea starts to put in place the feng shui master's advice. She also starts investigating the concept further to help turn her luck around.
Back then, I wanted to manifest to stay longer in Malaysia. And it happened that we got an extension of a one-year contract. And I think through feng shui helped me find a great doctor that is in Mexico right now. I believe the good energy in the space that I created through feng shui and my intentions, and also practicing good eating habits and his guidance too, helped me revert the condition that I have. And right now I'm a healed woman, completely healed. I fell in love and I started studying it.
With her life back under control, Bea is inspired to go back to study. She decides to train as a feng shui master and learn more about how she can use this knowledge to help others improve their lives.
I became a master in 2019, and I started practicing with friends, with close friends and with my parents in Mexico. And what I love about my skeptic clients, which the majority are, the majority come to me because they don't believe in it like me. I was the same. I was in that place when I first started doing it. But they come to me because they have nothing else to lose. And they are like, let me just try it and see what happens. And they become my best clients and my best believers and my best advertising people, because things really move for them. And I feel that when you have your guard down, meaning you're a little bit skeptic and you don't believe in it, I guess the universe just give it to you faster, because it's like, hey, here it is.
Today, Bea continues to live in Malaysia, where she balances family life and running her feng shui and Reiki master business. Outside of work, Bea loves spending time with her friends and family, both at home and out exploring the vibrant surroundings in Kuala Lumpur. If you'd like to know more about Bea's business, called Move Your Energies, you'll find a link on our website. And today, we have a little bonus for you. There was a lot that we couldn't fit into today's story. But if you want to learn more about feng shui, then here's a little bonus audio of Bea explaining more about feng shui and how you can create positive energy in your life.
The majority of cultures practice feng shui, but they don't call it feng shui. For instance, in India, they call it Vastu Shastra, but it's feng shui. It's the same energy adjustment in spaces, but culturally, you know, with a different name, culturally speaking. In Hawaii, they are a very strong culture and they practice their own feng shui, like the Ho'oponopono. And same for Mexico. I would say Mexico has a pretty strong feng shui, but it, of course, comes from the Aztecs and the Mayans and all of these ancient knowledge from their ancestors. The universe is the most advanced technology that there is, and it will always know where to guide you. I always recommend, and my go-to is organize your house. Your home must be very organized. I always tell my clients that they have to imagine that a magazine, like a home decoration magazine, is coming, and the house that is better organized will earn $1 million. That's how you want your home, and that you're gonna have the pictures in this magazine and all this. Of course, we get to disorganize it every few months, so you can just do it, you know, as a maintenance once every 3 months. But organization is a key. Also, to not be do not have clutter in your home. Some people tend to collect everything and have things safe just in case they are going to use it one day. For instance, my husband used to have clothing in case he would get chubby or fat after he lost weight. I'm like, why are you saving clothing that you are going to keep in case you get fat? You don't want to get fat. You don't want that energy to come to you. Not that it's bad, but if you had a goal of being fit, keep it fit. Have things that make you open your closet and see clothes that makes you feel good about yourself. Not that will make you feel like maybe I will earn 10 kilos next month. So work, have things in your home that will make you work towards that goal. And that everyday goal, it doesn't have to be like a 20-year goal. It can be like an everyday goal. Like tomorrow I'm gonna do exercise. Have your, you know, have nice clothing that has to do with exercising and things like that. And the other one would be about your thoughts and your intentions. Be positive. I truly believe that we are what we think. We are our intentions. We are how we talk to others. We are also how we talk to ourselves. And also we are what we eat. So I think we are, our life is a collection of our own belief system. If there is something that you don't like, change it. Change it for the better.
¿Qué te ha parecido este episodio? Dinos si tienes una historia similar o si te ha gustado el episodio o no, dejándonos un mensaje de voz siguiendo el enlace en las notas del programa. And if you have a friend that's learning English, then please share this episode with them. We would be so grateful if you did. Okay then, that's all for today. Until next time, we hope that you have a good time, or at least a good story to tell.